The scandal over abuse of Iraqi prisoners has led to fierce criticism of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. President Bush said today that he had chastised Rumsfeld over the scandal, but he said Rumsfeld would remain in the cabinet. So far, the scandal has led to charges against six soldiers and reprimands for seven of their leaders. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that the number could grow as investigations continue.
While critics charge a cover-up, General Peter Pace, vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said officials are simply following procedure.
As bad as it is, we do not want to turn our justice system on its head. We want at each level for each commander to do his or her duty, which is to take the documentation that they have, take the time, read it thoroughly, make the judgments that they must make, see whether or not there's some other facet of this that should be looked into at their level, make the decisions they're able to do, and pass it on up the chain.
Military legal experts won't speculate as to how high up chain this scandal could go. There's a political question of who should be held accountable, a question that's now playing out as Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is rebuked by members of Congress. Then there's the legal side. Military legal expert Eugene Fidel says people higher up in the chain of command are subject to disciplinary action if they're found to have violated the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
There's no definite ceiling for something like this. The question is, how high up is practical responsibility traceable? Who was in a position to prevent this or to take steps to rectify it?
General Antonio Tuguba's now famous report on abuse in Abu Ghraib paints a damning portrait of the chain of command. Brigadier General Janice Karpinski, who was responsible for military prisons, was, according to the report, rarely seen at the detention center. She allowed Lieutenant Colonel Jerry Philibom to continue to lead the 320th Military Police Battalion, though his battalion was tainted by a previous abuse scandal. The report also speaks about a lack of coordination between Karpinski and Colonel Thomas Pappas, who led the military intelligence unit that Karpinski blames for encouraging the abuse. Pappas is under investigation and Karpinski was reprimanded. Scott Silliman, a Duke University law professor and former Air Force lawyer, says the punishment could be worse.
Those in authority have both criminal sanctions available and administrative sanctions available. And I think we've already seen that at least seven in the level of command have been administratively sanctioned, rebuked, either through reprimand or admonishment. Now, that does not preclude later criminal charges. But in practice, normally, the command chooses one or the other way to go.
And so far, U.S. military authorities have chosen the administrative action. Eugene Fidel says that's a trend in dealing with what he calls crimes of command. Some sanctions, he says, can end military careers.
The received learning is that that has worked okay. We'll see in this case, I guess, whether people feel that those alternative remedies that don't involve hauling somebody into a courtroom and having the long green table and a military judge presiding are an adequate substitute and properly vindicate the public interest.
Handing out administrative punishments alone for commanders would send the wrong signal, according to Diane Orenlicker, an international law professor at American University. She heard numerous concerns about abuses in Iraqi prisons when she was in Baghdad last year and says the graphic photos that document some of the abuse have only galvanized a response that is long overdue.
There clearly has been a breakdown in the whole system of administering detention facilities. There has been a climate that is at best permissive for using abusive tactics to interrogate detainees. And that climate goes beyond the ideas of a few warped individuals.
She says it's important to watch how military officials respond from this point onward, now that they and the world know about the abuses, she says. Pentagon leaders are legally responsible to take corrective and systemic action. In other words, a broad review of U.S. policy and serious house cleaning. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.